The troubled airline has been attacked by rivals, including the boss of British Airways. It employs nearly 2,500 staff. Tim Jeans is the chairman of Newquay Airport, which is served by the carrier.
They represent 75% of all the flights coming through the airport and indeed the passengers. They serve routes that no other airlines operate.
A legal battle between the Duchess of Sussex and a newspaper could see her father testify against her. Thomas Markle's named in court documents as the Mail on Sunday defends publishing a letter Meghan wrote to him. A watchdog's found around a third of explicit images of children online are selfies. The Internet Watch Foundation took action over nearly 125,000 photos of child abuse between January and November last year. Breakdowns caused by potholes were up 20% at the end of 2019 compared to the year before. The RAC says it was called out more than 2,000 times between October and December because of damage caused by the state of UK roads. Nicholas Lies from the Motoring Group is worried.
Potholes can cause a lot of expensive damage to vehicles. Typically these are things like damaged shock absorbers, broken suspension springs and distorted wheels. But also potholes represent a real road safety hazard for people on motorbikes and cyclists.
Councils in England and Wales insist they're fixing a pothole every 17 seconds. Inflation fell to its lowest level in more than 3 years last month. The consumer price index dropped to 1.3% as a result of high street sales and discounted hotel rooms. And in sport, former England striker Eni Aluko has announced her retirement from football. The 32-year-old won 102 caps for her country and finished her club career with Italian giants Juventus. That's the latest. I'm Kieran Bangle.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kieran.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by C2C Trains. Shop till you drop. Essex coast to London in under an hour.
Now let's have a look at the weather. It's pretty miserable out there, isn't it, today? Now the top temperature, about 7 or 8 degrees. Excuse me while I cough there. Cloudy start with rain for most places. This rain locally heavy. The rain will gradually clear through the morning and the afternoon should be dry with some sunshine, much less windy than Tuesday. It'll be dry tonight with long clear periods. There'll be a light moderate southerly breeze. So although it will be cooler than last night, a frost is not expected.
Phoenix FM weather brought to you by C2C Trains. Plan your next journey at c2c-online.co.uk.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. For some reason, I've just developed a very tickly cough. Tickly. I was trying to do some singing last night. I was trying to get some gospel music because I always fancy doing gospel music. I'm not religious, but I love gospel music. I just really love it. It's uplifting. And I've got a bit of a croaky voice, a bit of a dry croaky voice at the moment. Now, I will still gig and, you know, sing. It never stops me. It's not croaky when I do a gig, but it's just a little bit more of a struggle. But I did, because I had a really bad cold before Christmas, and I've done quite a few gigs since then. So I don't think it's had enough time to recover. It's just a little bit... That's all right. I don't do any songs like that. Wouldn't it be good if you did? I'm just going to do this song now. Oh, that was like two voices at once. How did I do that? That's like I've been possessed. Oh my God. I'm doing that live. Oh dear. That's not right. That's like a horror movie. Now, if you thought pizza on pineapple on pizza was weird, want to hear about the new craze? I'll let you know after this. This is the Condriacs. Brilliant track.
Can I hold on to you? Send them five, five for real. The way you feel has got no rules. You're the kind of lady, super fun and crazy. Is it okay? Thank you.
smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, well, you think you're special. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. A comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Before you let me get in, I can't believe you kiss your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think it's something special. Oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights. That don't impress me.
That is Shania Twain with That Don't Impress Much. Me much. Right? What was that all about?
That what? Don't impress right? me.
Much. I don't know why I went into a Yorkshire accent then. No idea. Now, pizza, pineapple. It's been talked about so much. So much. But there now is, I mean, I think pineapple on pizza with some pepperoni, chili flakes is delicious. Delicious, and I won't have anyone send it. I like sort of sweet and savoury, sweet and spicy. I like that combination. It's like some people out there, you probably worship the devil, but you probably like things like tarragon or Chinese five spice. You are not right. See, we all have our preferences. Now, pineapple on pizza, yes, of course. Chicken on pizza, I'm not sure. Why would you do that? Don't know. Anyway, so what's going to be the unholy abomination on pizzas next? Apparently, this is true. Ham and pineapple apparently was controversial, but it's so, I don't know, so the 90s. I think the best way to say it. Now, apparently, the new thing to have on a pizza is kiwi. Hello? Kiwi fruit, sliced up, not a whole one, that'd be a bit, you know, a bit too much. Now, my mouth's watering, I don't know why. Fruit on a pizza. Now, I would have that on a pizza, possibly, but I'd have to have something spicy to counteract it. But that is the new thing, it is. We'll have to find out if crusts are doing, actually, but the new thing is kiwi on a pizza. I'll tell you what I did actually yesterday. This is nothing to do with pizzas. I was waiting for a phone call from a brass section for my album that I'm doing. And don't take the mickey out of northerners. It's grim up north. I've got lots of northern friends. I was just about to tell the story, actually. I got an answering machine at home, and I had a message. The guy's name's Tim, and it was like, "Hello, Michelle, it's Tim here, blah, 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 blah." And I thought, well, I can't quite hear it. He's going to give his number, because there was quite a few messages, because I'm always in and out of the house. And I pressed what I thought was turn it up, and it went, "All messages deleted." And I went, "Oh, I haven't even got his number." And I felt so embarrassed. I felt really embarrassed. And I've had to ask the person that got him to call me to give me his number. And then I went, because normally you can undelete, you can undo, can't do it. Such an old answering machine. It's not one with tape. It's not that bad. Very good morning to Paul, by the way. Up north.
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go down. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you one-on-one, treat it like a showdown. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Say what you gonna do to me. I'm but I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up. You keep frontin', say what you gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing.
Typical and hardly the type of bubble. I like when the physical, don't leave me asking for more. I'm a sexy mama, just how to get what I wanna. Wanna do a spring this on ya, all the things that I told ya.
Pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
My Brunch, in association with Brentwood Care Centre. Call us on Brentwood 375 316 to find out how we can help support and care for your loved ones. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family. Are you caring for a loved one or relative? At Brentwood Care Centre, we provide a full range of care services, including respite, nursing, residential, dementia, and end-of-life care. For more information on how we can support and care for your loved one, call our experienced and friendly staff on Brentwood 375 316 or visit our website, rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Thinking about a new home project? Let Versatile Flooring help you choose the perfect flooring for your home. We have been supplying and fitting quality flooring for over a decade. Not only are we experts in wood flooring, we also supply and fit quality carpets, luxury vinyl, and much more. Call us on 01277 214 549 or pop into our showroom at Unit 7 Chancery Gate Business Centre, Talon Road, Hutton. Versatile Flooring. Modern flooring for modern living.
Step into Sienna's. A perfectly designed haven serving a fusion of locally sourced seasonal British dishes. Relax and enjoy our attentive service at our showcase steak nights, boat fresh fish and chip evenings, 2-for-1 cocktail and gin events, and exquisite Sunday roasts with all the trimmings. Call us on Brentwood 807 077 or visit our website to book. Breakfast, brunch, lunch or dinner, enjoy Sienna's. London-style dining in the heart of Shenfield.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I said my friend Paul is up because he is up north. He moved. He was originally in Billericay, and very nice it was too. But, yeah, he's moved up north. Oh, I miss you because I like, you know. But you can still listen in, even though he's up north, because you know people all over the country listen and all over the world as well. But, yeah. Don't take the... I can't say that word on air. That's a bit rude. Thanks to Clive and to Mel for getting involved with the question of the day. A little bit of a slow one. Rick as well. The question of the day is this. What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical? I thought, you know, it's... I tell you what it is. I knew when I put this question up this morning that it's going to be one of those questions of the day that people thought, oh, I've got to think a little bit about this. I can't be bothered. So I need to... I knew as I put the question up that it's not going to be a good question. Put up something about cats. People love cats. People will answer it. But I didn't. I didn't bother. Or put up a picture of a kitten. Everyone loves a kitten. Isn't it weird? You see some posts. You put this, some serious posts on Facebook and other social media. And as soon as somebody puts up a picture of a kitten, you know, sort of waving its arms about, everyone's like, oh, it's got 4 million hits. I might attach a kitten to my show. Maybe I'll buy one and bring one into the studio. No.
Sweatshop. chosen few. Them weeds are coming through, and we knows just what to do. It's Robin to the rescue. Well, we worked our fingers to the bone. It's not as if we was alone. There's people needing to be paid, and there's booty boys to be made. Always on deck. Geeks and boys are undefiled. The bowling and boys are running wild. England sliding to the mist. No hope, they'll cease nor desist. They're making England great again. Make way for the bagmen. And when everything's been sold and bought, we'll soon be off the lights at all. What on?
This is an English public school. This is where Britain raised its empire. Builders of yesterday, and still trains the leaders of tomorrow.
We're making England great again. Make way for the bad men. And when everything's been sold and bought, we'll soon be off to life support. Won't we?
It's just coming up to 11:25 on Phoenix 98 FM. We'll have live music in the studio. You can just hear him warming up in the background. It's Mark Walder. We're going to be talking about his EP, and we're also going to be hearing two live songs in the studio from Mark in a while. Let's check out some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
All right, let's have a look and see what's happening on the roads this morning. I don't think it's been too bad, she says, before she looks. Now, around Brook Street roundabout is flowing nicely. Wilson's Corner, you've got the B185 Kings Road at the A1023 on the High Street. One lane is closed due to construction. Temporary traffic signals on the B186 Queens Road at Copfold Road. Also at Hanging Hill Lane at Victor's Crescent. Hartswood Road at the Eagle Way and Worley Road at Dark Lane. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, delays of 6 minutes on the A282 southbound between the A282 and the M25 Swancombe interchange. Heading round the M25 anti-clockwise at the moment, still a little bit of slow traffic. Heading up to that exit ramp, M25 junction 21 at the M1 anti-clockwise, they're doing emergency repairs. Lane 1 of 2 is closed on the slip road to the M1.
Take a closer look at the beaches and find out why residents love living here and why staff love to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300. Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, what is happening in and around Brentwood and Billericay? So they're very vague. What's happening? I don't know. Wednesday the 29th to Saturday the 1st of February, you have got The Producers, which has been put on by Shenfield Operatic Society, and it's going to be at the Queen's Theatre. It's based on the 1968 Mel Brooks musical, and it's a laugh out loud, outrageous, crowd-pleasing farce. Have you ever seen the film? It is brilliant, and it's been on stage actually since 2001. It's between £20 to £22 a ticket, and that's Shenfield Operatic Society. They've got to show shows at 7:30 and also a Saturday matinee at 2:30. Check the website for more details.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now we're back with live music from Mark Walder right after this. Here's Dear Lupa, I always get her name wrong, with Future Nostalgia.
Future. You want a timeless song, I wanna change the game. Like modern architecture, John Lautner coming your way. I know you like this beat, cause Jeff been doing the damn thing. You wanna turn it up loud, Future Nostalgia is the name. I know you're done trying to figure me out. My name's on the tip of your tongue, keep running your mouth. You want the recipe but can't handle my sound, my sound, my sound. No matter what you do, I'm gonna get it without you. I know you ain't used to a female alpha. No matter what you do, I'm gonna get it without you.
on talking that talk. One day you're gonna blast out. You can't be bitter if I'm out here showing my face. You want what now looks like. Let me give you a taste.
Standing up to talk to my next guest in the studio. I say next guest, this is my first guest of the week. It's been very quiet this week for Eat My Brunch. And I'm joined in the studio by Mark Walder, who's just released his first EP. He is a singer-songwriter locally, and he's just been warming up between songs. And he's got a fantastic voice, and you're going to be blown away by his voice and his playing. So lovely to meet you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and it's your... I didn't realise, because I just thought you... done radio and stuff like that. This is your first radio.
It is my first of, yeah. No, I've not been inside a radio station before.
Yeah, you'll be all right. I've never lost anybody yet.
Thankfully.
I think it's because when you start talking about your music, which you will do, then you just want to keep talking about it.
Yeah, I guess we all musicians are a bit like that. We're a bit kind of, we get excited about our music, but like anybody, I just, as a musician, I think... me personally, I just like people to listen to my songs, and you know, it's not about fame or idolatry, it's not about, you know, being a superstar. It's you write something, and I think you're trying to connect with an audience. And I think, you know, for me, I like live stuff, I like performing live, and I think that's where music is at, and it's definitely going that way in the future, I think.
Now, when did you first pick up the guitar?
By accident. I didn't actually pick a guitar up until I was probably in my mid-30s.
Wow.
So I had a sporting accident, quite a serious one, and I was on crutches for about 6 months. And a very, very good friend of mine, who's a great guitarist, blues guitarist, he came around one day and handed me one of his spare guitars, because I was going out of my mind, you see, because I'm very active. And I needed something to do, and he's taught me a few bits and pieces. And I didn't really take to it at first. I was like, pick it up, put it down, pick it up. And then one day I was strumming away, and I started getting these melodies, and I started writing some words, and kind of started putting together some basic songs, and then got more and more into it, and then decided to try and do something a bit more serious with it, I guess.
I think a lot of people, if you're listening out there now, and you might be in your 60s or 70s, if you start playing the piano when you're 60, by the time you probably get to 65, and if you do it properly... you'll be able to play loads and loads of songs. So there's never an age, really, where you can't pick up. People say, oh, well, I started playing the guitar when I was 5, and that's all well and good. But it shows you that if you really want to learn a language, or if you want to play an instrument or do something different, there isn't a fixed time in your life. You can, if you put the effort in, you can do it.
Yeah, me personally, I think it's like yourself, it's never too late. I think it's actually... you know, and I think everyone's got music in them. You just have to kind of try and bring it out. And it could be a different type of instrument. It could be your voice. Mine, you know, for me, my voice is the first instrument. And I use the guitar as an accompaniment or as a tool to write with. It's kind of a supportive thing, but there's nothing wrong with going the other way and being, you know, letting the instrument do the talking for you. And I think for me, music is a form of keeping a diary. It's a very cathartic process, and you write down what you think about the world and what you see and how it makes you feel, and hopefully that people get that and they empathise with that, and they can connect with the song in their own way. So
did you have with playing the guitar, because you're picking it up later in life, had you already been singing before that, or did you play the guitar and think, now I can sing, and I didn't realise that either?
No, I kind of just sung. I never really sung like professionally or anything. Never, just karaoke or, you know, singing in the van on the way to work or whatever, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I never really, I'm actually quite a shy person. I know that sounds a bit strange, you know, you want to sing in front of people, but I think my shyness is overridden by the fact that I want to share my stories, because that's how I see my songwriting is more story based. It's more sort of organic in that sense. It's like it's almost how I'm telling people how I feel, and then hopefully, like I said, they connect with that. And you know, everyone has a different interpretation as well. I've had lots of people say to me, I sound like this person or sound like that person, but I think essentially you just got to try and sound like yourself. And try and be as unique as you can, and you learn from other people, and you cherry pick great ideas and great you know, concepts, and or, you know, I've got certain music sort of genres that I listen to, which is quite wide. At the same time, you still got to be try and retain your uniqueness, otherwise you end up just copying someone else, and then it's hard to be creative, I think. Once you start copying other people's sort of work, because you kind of get set in a mold, or people brand you or tag you, and then they see you as that person, and then it's hard to break away from that, you know.
Who are your influences? Who did you grow up listening to, or do you think has influenced your music you write now?
Yeah, I'm kind of very rebellious in nature. I come from a sort of, I'm in my late 40s now, so I come from a culture where it's quite a difficult upbringing, you know, financially and emotionally, that all of the struggles that come with living in the East End of London back in the sort of like late 60s, early 70s. So I like a lot of rebellious stuff, you know, Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, John Lennon, very influential to me, all people that said something very positive and profound in their message about unity and bringing people together and love and respect and value and stuff. So yeah, a lot of political UB40 I was into in a big way, for you know, still am, you know I still play a lot of vinyl when I listen to a lot of stuff like that, but you know, lately it'll be you know, Paolo Nutini or, you know, Ray LaMontagne, and, you know, stuff that's very sort of chilled acoustic. I'm kind of drawn to that, and my music kind of reflects in that. It's a sort of, you know, not a slow tempo, but a mid-tempo sort of song. And like I said, I see my style as sort of folky country sort of, but in, you know, my own brand, you know. So I just try to, and I think that was a struggle in the beginning as well, finding a musical identity. And I think a lot of people go into music and they don't really think about the identity that they want to personify and project outwards, because it's no good me singing a rock song. I don't have that kind of persona, and I don't have the voice that goes with it. But, you know, you kind of, by playing around with different ideas, you'll find your groove, I think.
Now, the EP, we're going to talk more about it.
Yes.
But what's it called, first of all?
The EP, the latest one, is called Heartbeats.
Yep.
It's a four-song EP. I put together with a friend of mine, very good friend of mine, helped me with some band members, and we got together, and I got a really great drummer and bassist and guitarist to do all of the things that I can't do, really. I can kind of come up with a lot of ideas, but you can't be everybody.
Yeah.
I got the best musicians I could for the situation that I'm in, and we sat down together and we worked out, you know, if the tempo of the song was right for the tracks and stuff, and put them together. And it was kind of the songs, there was no order really, because I've got lots of songs, but we picked songs that we thought worked really well as a collection of four songs, rather than just picking songs because we thought they were the best songs.
Yeah.
I wanted to create a nice EP, and we're going to work again on a second EP at the end of the month.
Yeah. And this is all self-finance. So if you're listening out there and you like what you hear, then please go down and either download or buy. Is it on physical copies or is it on download?
Can download actually at the moment free on MP3 on Bandcamp, and it's markmymusic.bandcamp.com. You can also have a quick listen on SoundCloud and just go to Mark Walder Music. And there's also on YouTube, there's no videos as yet because I'm just waiting to finance that because it's quite expensive process. But the tracks are actually on YouTube. You can listen to them. Mark Walder Music.
And it's Walder, because it's not Walder, like Wald, which is my name. It's Walder.
Yeah,
people have problems, you know, Walder. They go, what did you say, Walder? I mean, no.
Yeah.
Do you have problems? So people can say, do you have that?
I've had Wadler, Walder, Whistler.
That'd be a great name, wouldn't it?
Yes,
Mr. Whistler.
Yes, Mr. Whistler, yeah.
That is not his name, by the way. And now we've done a bit of talking. We're going to talk more about the EP and also about the tracks on the EP. But what song are you going to do first? This is on the EP.
Yeah, this is a song called The Best of Me.
Okay, and what's it based around? Is it?
It's just about being true to someone, being open and honest, because I think that's the only way you can really have a serious relationship. And a lot of relationships are founded on what we think the other person might want or like, as opposed to being truthful and honest. And sometimes, you know, I have a saying that I don't always say what you want to hear, but I'll tell you the truth, because I think true love comes from that mould. I'll give an example. My wife will ask me sometimes if, you know, what she's wearing is the right kind of outfit, and I know that's an absolute minefield. So if I feel that it's not a nice outfit, I'll just say it does nothing for you.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want her to go out thinking she looks really nice, and actually other people might be thinking the same as me. So if I think it does nothing for her, I'll just be honest and say that, obviously in a kind and compassionate way. But
that's exactly like my mum, Mark, exactly what she would say. Yeah. Not really doing much for you. Go, right.
Yeah, instead of kind of doing that, oh, yes, it's fine. And then, you know, you kind of end up in that grey area of, you know, people pleasing and saying stuff that you think people want to hear. And I think the best relationships will always come from an honest sort of background. And as long as you deliver the message in a nice, kind, compassionate way, I don't think it can be received any other way either. So,
Here we go. So this is Mark Walder, and this is live, and the track is
Best of Me. Of me, all that I have, all that I've got, all you can see might not look a lot. Then it's straight across my heart, across my heart. You get the best of me. Of me.
best of me, get the best of me, get the best of me. Best of me, best of me, best of me, you'll get the best of me.
Thank you very much.
I feel cruel, me just clapping out, just me on my own. There should be a lot of people in here.
No, thank you.
That was
very
amazing.
Much.
What you. A great voice.
Thank you very much.
That is unbelievable. The only other band I've had in where it's a similar situation is a band called The Konjacks.
Okay.
And they came in and I thought they'd done loads of stuff before. It was their first ever thing they'd ever done. Again, great voice like yourself. Thank you. And I was like, wow, how did you just get, you know, you suddenly discover, because you've been playing the guitar, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you would be able to sing as well. So what a talent. If you hadn't have had the accident that you had, you never would be doing music.
No, and that's one of the things I often say, you know, that a really important thing in life is to embrace every situation as, you know, a learning experience rather than, you know, something that to take on as a personal attack on yourself. And some people have said to me, you know, about my injury, and it's actually one of the best things that happened to me, not just from a musical point of view, but I'm quite a spiritual person as well, very into philosophy and, you know, making yourself become a better person every day. And that's not just a throwaway comment. It really is, you know.
That's in your bio. I was going to ask you about that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm very much into, you know, I often say to, you know, people that I come into contact with, I'm just trying to be the best version of myself possibly can be. And I try to improve that a little bit every single day. And even if it's, you know, 1% a day over the course of 2 or 3 months, you can double who you are from today and who you become then, and just reinforcing, you know, positive behaviors and positive thoughts and doing positive things and thinking, you know, in a nice way. And I think that's who you become, and that's the world. It's the wolf we feed the most, right? It's, you know, sometimes we can get angry and disillusioned about things, but, you know, there's not much point because you only damage yourself in the end, I guess.
Now, talking about damaging people, you do martial arts.
I do a lot of different things.
Nice little segue onto that. So you do what sort of martial arts do you do?
I actually teach Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I've been
what
doing
does that. What is that? I've never heard of it.
It's a form of what I would consider self-defense, rather than sort of like punching and kicking. It's more about grappling and controlling and restraining and taking down. And it's that you can train a little bit more fun because there's not, and I'm not getting whacked in the face. We can do that. We can do
don't
that.
Don't do it now.
But I prefer to be, and again, is that I'll always try to create a peaceful resolution. You know, when I'm teaching kids, I always teach the talk, tell, tackle rule, which is tell the person that you actually don't like what they're doing or what they're saying first. And if you don't get a response, then you can go and speak to an adult, or you can, you know, walk away as a tactic.
Yeah.
And as a last resort, you should be looking to defend yourself only, not lash out, attacking the person back, because two wrongs don't make a right. So I always say to people, speak to the person first, because 9 out of 10 people will listen, because, you know, we never know what the other person's going through and why they've reacted the way that they have. And violence only begets violence, you know. If you want peace, you have to think about trying to resolve it in an amicable manner. So a lot of people, when they meet me, and they think that I do martial arts before they meet me, they look at me in a different light after, because of the way that I speak and how I am. So for me, I'll always try to be, even if someone's really being aggressive towards me, I'll point out to them, you know, we can fight if you want.
Yeah.
But it's not going to end well for anyone, and I'm not going to feel good about it. And no matter what happens, you know, I don't think there's a victory in that.
No.
Because, you know, that's the problem with the world. We need more love and compassion to fix the problems rather than more aggression and violence. And like I said, it's just one of those things that I use as a tool for me. It's more of a, you know, as a training tool. I love to be physical, and so that's where I get my workout. Mm. And I'm a bit of an overthinker, so when I'm training, I just switch off from thinking, because I go into an automated mode. So it's kind of meditative for me in some respects when I'm training. So
you're going to love the host on After Me, James Roast. He does something called the do you know what, James is listening in his car. He's going to be having it. It's the happiness algorithm about being happy. So he'll be listening to you. He'll be nicking you as a guest, I can tell you, in a couple of weeks.
I would love to.
There we go, James. There's another guest of mine you can have on your show. What's the best lyric? I was talking to you this off air, because I always ask every musician that comes in, there's a song that you write, and you just go, my God, Mark, that is fabulous song, the lyric is amazing. What one is it for you? And you need to, you know, blow your own trumpet, because musicians don't.
No, no, I'm not very good at blowing my own trumpet, and I get embarrassed actually when probably other people sort of do it for me as well. So I'm struggling to think what that would be, and I've probably got in excess of about 50 songs.
Wow.
So I will probably say the line that a friend of mine emailed me on when I did the last EP, and the guy's helping me to produce this song. He said that there was a line in the song that really struck out, and it was the last song that I sung, and it's, say it nice, listen twice, you'll get the best of me. Because it is about listening, because sometimes we jump in with two feet before we actually respond, and sometimes, you know, listen with both ears instead of one, and I think it's and then you react in a nice way, in a positive way, so rather than sort of have and so that line probably stuck out for him, and because I respect him so much, it probably sticks in my mind. But there's a few songs that I've wrote a line, and I thought, actually, that's kind of cool, and it would be nice if that got recognised some way, because there's some songs you listen to over the years and you think, wow, that's a line that I would have liked to come up with, and you know, or that's a track that you would, or just a, you know, phrasing or something, or just the way that somebody says something.
Yeah. So, now you've got the EP out now, so you've done all the recording. You're going to be going back into the studio and bringing out another EP.
Yes.
People can get hold of that. We will give all the details as well. So have you got physical copies, or is it just on download?
At the moment, it's just digital, and the reason that I did that is because I feel now there's a lot of streaming and a lot of downloading and sort of stuff, and I think the physical, I come from a generation where I love physical copies, and I love artwork, and you know, I listen to vinyl because I think it's something, it's an experience that everybody should have. If you haven't listened to vinyl, then you're not listening to real music, you know, in my humble opinion. I guess the EP for me, when I did it, and doing the next one is I've got a basis and a foundation to move on from. So the first one was about identity, I think, and making that what it is. And then when I looked at what people were doing, going back to your question with the hard copies, I would love to produce some vinyl, I think, for those sort of listeners. Mm. But it's a very expensive process as well. And by the time you pay for the musicians and the studio time, and you've got, you know, and the mixing and the mastering, because people just think, you know, maybe I'm not even saying everybody in this, but some people just think you go into a studio but then there's, you know, there's a painful process for me as a musician where I have to hand it over to somebody to mix it and master it, because that's beyond my skill set and my capabilities. And I just have to trust that process. But again, there's a finance. So I said to myself, it's better to spend the money on that process than, you know, then spending £1,000 on getting a load of CDs. And sometimes, you know, you probably give them out and people don't listen to them. And it's everybody can go online these days and listen to SoundCloud, or everybody can go on and to Bandcamp, which is like independent music sort of website that allows people to pay whatever they like. Mine, you can download for free, because, like I said, it's about getting people to listen to the songs and the music and hearing the story and having that affect them in a really positive, emotional way. I think that's what music does. And I think there's some throwaway pop music that doesn't really do that for me. I listen to some of the mainstream stuff, and it's very nicely put together, and they've got wonderful voices, and you can hear that there's a lot of money being spent on it. But in 10 years' time, you know, where will that music be? And that's, you know, the kind of music that I listened to as a kid, I still listen to it today. And anything, you know, that I pick up and listen to today, definitely will be listening to that again in 10 years' time. It's timeless. It doesn't get old. It's not that kind of music, you know. And we do live in a bit of a throwaway culture where, you know, people expect things instantaneously, and they're quite quick to give up things quickly as well. And, you know, there's not much in the way of fight to retain things. So
you should have your own show.
No,
could listen to you for ages, Mark.
Thank you. Sorry, I feel all
zen, and I'm normally quite hyper, but I feel quite chilled out right now. So that's really good.
I have that effect on people, I guess.
You could do your gigs a bit of guitar, and then do a little bit of, you know, speaking to get people to feel in a good mood. That'd be great.
Maybe that's something I'll do. I think on the 23rd, I'm going down to. I've been invited to Southend. It's called Starbucks Sessions. I'm guessing it's in a Starbucks, and I'm doing a slot on that. I think it's the 23rd of February. It's a Sunday, and I'm on about 2 o'clock. But I've got a couple of things. I've got a gig next week up in Old Street Records in London on Wednesday evening. Mm. So I try to keep active in amongst my work life and the jiu-jitsu and the kind of all the other bits and pieces and the emergency. I respond for the ambulance service as an emergency responder alongside with the LAS as a volunteer, but we're professionally trained, but I just do a couple of evenings a week, and sometimes they need it and sometimes they don't, but most often they do. So it's just nice to support the community and be a positive member of the you know, my family and stuff. They it's a nice thing to give something back for nothing.
Yeah, definitely. Now you're going to do another song.
I am.
To end the interview. A great voice. Don't forget, if you want to find out more, you can go on to Bandcamp, which is markmymusic.bandcamp.com. You can also go on to SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Mark-Walder-MM. And you're on Instagram at Mark_Walder_music. And we will put all the details up on the website as well. And hopefully, what's going to be the first release from the EP for you?
I'm not too sure because I've never really thought.
Well, you better
about
hurry up because I want to get it on the. I want to start playing it on my radio show. You better get that sorted later on. Go right. That's the release. That's the one.
I'm a bit indecisive because it's hard to I saw them as a collection of songs, so it's hard to see them as individual songs. I'd like to let people pick the song that they think is the best.
I need one for my show that I can play and get on the A list. You see, so it's played every day.
All right.
So you just
it's probably from on the EP. My favourite is probably the one I'm going to sing next.
Excellent. So hopefully this will be on the A-list soon.
Hopefully, that would be nice.
And then I'll message you when it's being played. So you can be in your car going, hey, mate, listen to this, it's me.
Yeah, that would be lovely. That's all musicians want is to hear their stuff being listened to a wide audience.
Yeah, great. Lovely to meet you. You're going to finish on a song. Tell us about this track.
It's actually called Let It Go, but it's not that Let It Go. When I say Let It Go, everyone gets excited, but it's a song called Let It Go, and it's about, just being in the moment and giving time to breathe, you know, like, because we live in a very fast-paced world and we get stressed out about stuff, and that's what this song's about letting it go, let it be.
Here we go.
Take your broken heart, give every drop of blood runs in my veins, fill with love. Just let it go, let it be. Love is all you need. Set you free. Spread your your teary eyes, bring back your laughter and smile, take all your pain, we'll throw it away, just let it go, let it be, hold your weary head, help you to shine again, light up the darkest day as bright as you can. Just let it go, let it go. Love is all you need. Say